Hey Danielle, some of your thoughts and questions here in this post got me thinking about Carol's assigned blog post that she had to analyze on using quad blogging. And I was wondering about how using quad blogging for you, in addition to the traditional pen pal experience, what would like a comparison contrast of those two different formats reveal for the kids in terms of the style of their writing, their attentiveness to it being, correct and formatted properly, the content of it, what kinds of things might they choose to share on paper that takes a long time to transmit compared to the digital medium that is almost instantaneous, and what that does to the formality and the emotional affect between the correspondents. That was a great video that you posted, by the way. Very thoughtful. Like the things that struck me from what Cassidy was saying, the digital is where it's at now, and school is a different place and not in touch with their lives if we ask students to turn off their devices. And that's something that I've been really kind of trying to tease out, is how different many schools are as a place of technology and the use of technology compared to everything else in their lives. And looking at the way Cassidy let her kids use their blogs makes me wonder about the teacher's role as an asker of questions. And if we just ask the kids the right questions and then let them go and then monitor how they use ICT in thoughtful ways, is it less about us as teachers doing for them so much as asking the right questions and then stepping aside and trusting that the kids will use the technology in a way that under our supervision will yield some good learning. And then finally, I'm thinking about your questions about safety. And of course, it's a concern. And of course, there are lots more things that they can see online now that they might not have been able to 20, 30 years ago. But when I think about it, I wonder if the issues of safety are really any different. The root issues, that is. Don't talk to strangers. How do we identify when, a person who says they're there on behalf of your parents are legit? Like I'm thinking about my parents raised us, there were only a handful of neighbors they would ever send to pick us up in an emergency, and there was always a code word, right? So how do we do that? You're only supposed to go to approved places, right? Looking both ways before crossing the street. So I'm wondering what are the online equivalents of these kind of root safety issues? And then how do we, as adults in students' lives, monitor the kids in terms of their online safety precautions and how well they're exercising the things we're teaching them about safety? And by adults, I mean both teachers and parents, so that we're co-partners in this. So just some thoughts there. Great blog entry. Thanks.